Welcome to the People's Baptist Hour, heard weekly here on WOTC, winning others to Christ. This service is coming to you from People's Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia, with Pastor Richard Forsythe. We pray that God will use today's message to touch your heart, and if we can be of any help to you spiritually, please call area code 540-434-6554. Now let's join the service.
Baby Jesus came to earth. In stillness, hear creation sing of the little baby's birth. Born in a manger long ago, how could the Savior love me so? Left his throne for Calvary. He came to earth for me. Not a palace for the little king, nor a pillow for his bed. Not a scepter for his royal hand, nor a crown adorns his head. Born in a manger long ago, how could the Savior love me so? He left his throne for Calvary. He came to earth for me. I have nothing fit to give a king, but I long to do my part. All I treasure I will gladly bring, for I give him all my heart. Born in a manger long ago, how could the Savior love me so? He left his throne for Calvary. He came to earth for me.
Amen. Amen. It's what Christmas is all about, you know. Isn't this a beautiful day? Amen. This is the day the Lord hath made. We'll do what? We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Aren't you glad you're in church?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's Day, a time for God's people to meet and to worship and to praise Him. Amen. Good to see all of you. Thank you for coming. Our visitors and our guests, thank you for being here. Got some folks from Georgia visiting with us. Good to have you folks with us. And so, Lord bless you. It's good to be in God's house on the Lord's Day. Let me mention a couple of things. Number one, the adult classes will all meet in the auditorium today. So all the adult classes will meet in the auditorium for Sunday school following this this service today for Bible study. Also, if you will, pray for Carol Facemeyer. Carol is, we were informed, is back in the hospital again and with fluid around the heart and lungs. And so if you would pray for her, pray for Burl. And I'm sure they would appreciate your prayers at this time. Amen. Glad you're saved.
Amen.
Know the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Know if you die, you go to heaven. Take your Bibles, look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Now let me ask you, how will you really celebrate Christmas? We're all Christians in this place, I'm assuming. We will celebrate what is called Christmas in this world. But my question for you as a believer is, how will you celebrate Christmas? What will you teach your children that Christmas is all about? Is it going to be about the Grinch and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus? Is that what it's about? How will you celebrate it? What's Christmas going to look like in your home? We want to talk about Christmas. And Christmas is a time of celebration. Amen. Christmas is a time of concern. Amen. Christmas is a time of compassion. We celebrate mercy. We celebrate salvation. We celebrate the most important person and name in the world. Amen. And that is, we celebrate Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We celebrate his birth. Join me, if you will, Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at verses 4 through 7. 4 through 7 of Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, are you thankful?
Amen.
For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were, what?
Dead
in sins, hath quickened us. What's that mean?
Made alive.
It means to be made alive. Has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us. Through who? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. It's an exciting time of the year.
Amen.
It's a wonderful time of year when we celebrate not what the world knows as Christmas, but when we celebrate Christ Jesus himself.
Amen.
When we celebrate his birth. By the way, that is the truth that should be celebrated.
Amen.
Not all the other stuff that the world celebrates, but we as believers in Jesus Christ ought to celebrate Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We ought to celebrate his birth, because that's what Christmas is.
Amen.
A passage that describes what Christmas is could also be Philippians chapter 2, verses 5, 6, and 7. What's it say there? It tells you, look not every man on his own things, but every man on also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Christmas is God being made in the likeness of men. As God Emmanuel coming to this earth to be with us. And he came for a purpose. In celebrating Christ's birth, you need to celebrate what he has done for you. You need to celebrate all the blessings that you have through him in salvation. You are in Jesus Christ, and if you're born again, you've been saved, there's been a time and a place in your life when you received Jesus Christ as Savior, you are declared to be a saint. And you're declared to be a saint by God's grace. You're declared to be a saint by God's peace. You're declared to be a saint by God's choice. You're declared to be a saint by God's redemption. You're declared to be a saint by God's forgiveness. You're declared to be a saint by God's wisdom. You're declared to be a saint by God's will. You're declared to be a saint by God's word. You're declared to be a saint by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God in your life. As you celebrate Christ's birth, you also should be concerned, because Christmas is about God's concern.
Amen.
Christmas is about God's concern for mankind. That's why Christmas happened. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came. So as you celebrate Christ's birth, as you celebrate Christmas, quote, be concerned. Have the same concern that God had in sending the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth, sending his son to be born of a virgin, sending his son to this earth to die for your sins, for all man's sins. Why did Christmas happen? Why did Christmas happen? Why did the Lord Jesus Christ come? Why is there such a thing called Christmas? The reasons you will find in the first three verses of this chapter, in Ephesians chapter 2. Why Christmas? Why did the Lord Jesus Christ come? Well, Christmas happened because of chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And you hath he quickened, that is, made alive, talking to the Ephesians, who were, what?
Dead
in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of what? Of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation. Conversation means way of life, lifestyle, if you will, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Why Christmas? Why did the Lord Jesus Christ come? Why was this necessary? Because of the condition described for mankind. Man was lost in sin, followed the course of this world, alienated from God. Christmas happened because people are born guilty of trespasses and sins. They are dead, it says in this passage. What does that mean? They're helpless. It means they're hopeless. And it means they are without God in the world. Christmas happened because those without the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior are diabolical. They're dead, remember, hopeless. They're also diabolical. Why are they diabolical? Because they follow the prince of the power of the air. And who is that? It is Satan, the god of this world. That's why Christmas happened, because people are diabolical because of the one they follow. They're dead in trespasses and sin spiritually. They have no hope in this world. Why did Christmas happen? Christmas happened because those without Christ are naturally disposed to defy God, to dishonor God, to disobey God. Remember, Jesus came into the earth and came into the world as light. But men loved what? Darkness rather than light. And they hate Jesus Christ. The world, for the most part, hates Jesus Christ. He hates especially the biblical Jesus. Let's put it that way. So Christmas happened because those without Christ are naturally disposed to defy, dishonor, and disobey God. This says that people are, in our text here, governed by the Spirit that works in the children of disobedience. Why did Christmas happen? Why do we celebrate such a thing called Christmas? Christmas happened because those without Christ are not only disposed to defy God, not only diabolical because they follow Satan, not only dead because they are dead in trespasses and sins, but Christmas happened because those without Christ are doomed. They are separated from God and they're hell bound. Is Christmas important?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Christmas is a very serious event. It's a very important event. And when we really understand the meaning of it, we really appreciate it a lot more. And a lot more concerned about it. But Christmas happened because those without Christ are doomed to be separated from God forever and hell bound. Psalm 9:17 says this, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Folks, listen, it must be noted, it would be the ultimate cruelty for lost people to be forced to go to heaven. Do you know that? Lost people would not be at home in heaven. Heaven is filled with a holy and righteous God. Holy and righteous and loving God. Heaven is filled with praises to God. Honoring Him and worshiping Him and serving Him. The one who created us and made us and gave us life. It would be an ultimate cruelty to put unsaved people in that place. Because they would not fit there. Jesus said this, "You're either for me or you're what?
Against me."
You're either for the Lord Jesus Christ, for honoring Him, worshiping Him, loving Him, serving Him, or you're against Him. That's what He said. That's His words. Because of man's condition, Christmas is about God. Christmas is about God's love. Christmas is about God's concern for mankind.
Amen.
And as we celebrate Christmas, by the way, it should remind us that we should be concerned as well.
Amen.
We should be as concerned as Christ was or is. We should be as concerned as God is for lost mankind.
Amen.
We ought to have that concern. So Christmas, as we celebrate it, maybe it should remind us of what we should be concerned about. Not only do we celebrate it because of what it means to us, but we should be concerned when we celebrate it because God was concerned, and that's what Christmas is about.
Amen.
He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth to die for us. Now, as you read chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, you also learn that Christmas is about these things. Let me just give you some things that Christmas is about as well in these verses 4 through 7. First of all, we see that Christmas is about God's compassionate care for you. Christmas is about God's compassionate, loving care for you.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that God cares for you?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that God provides for you? Aren't you thankful that God watches over you? Aren't you thankful for His presence with you, never leaving you nor forsaking you? God's compassionate care for you. Verse 4 begins with the words, "But God." But God. Much of the world does not believe that God is. But God is. Remember, God created all things. He spoke them into existence. He created the world. He created man in his likeness and his image. He spoke everything into existence. All the planets, all the stars, everything. He spoke it into existence. He has compassion for you. But God, those are the two, they're two significant words, eloquent words, inspiring words, probably in all literature when you think about it. They speak of the stupendous change from doom and despair to the unspeakable blessings of God.
Amen.
See, when you receive Jesus Christ, you begin to receive the unspeakable blessings of God. Amen. His compassionate care for you, His watching over you.
Amen.
But God, He is there. He's there all the time. But that passage goes on to say, but God who is rich. What's He rich in? What's it tell you there in verse 4? What's He rich in? God is rich in mercy. Boy, I'm thankful for the Lord's mercy every day.
Amen?
I know what I deserve. I know what you deserve. But I thank God for His mercy. Amen? It's been said it is your mercy which brings about God's mercy. It is your mercy for other people which brings about God's mercy upon others, someone said. God's mercy is not about treating you the way that you deserve to be treated. God's mercy is treating you the way you do not deserve to be treated.
Amen.
He offers you salvation. Note Psalm 103, verses 10 through 12. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Aren't you glad? He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, as far hath He removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west. He does not give us what we deserve. He's a God of mercy. And that's what we should celebrate at Christmas time. Celebrate God's mercy. I was reading where a very poor woman from the slums of London was invited to a holiday at the ocean. She had never, ever seen the ocean before. And when she arrived, she broke into tears. And they asked her, well, why are you crying? What's wrong? Her response was, she pointed to the ocean and said, this is the only thing in my life that I've ever seen that there is enough of. She looked out and saw all the water. There was so much of it. She'd never seen anything with that much. This is the only thing I've ever seen that there's enough of, she said. God has oceans of mercy. Amen? There is enough of it. And He delights in showing it. And aren't you glad? That's what Christmas is all about. Celebrating God's mercy. We know this. We know that God's mercy comes from His love. God does love you. He does love man. He loves the world. And that's why Christmas is. That's why Christmas came. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. The Bible says God is love. And we know that God is the source of love. And His love supersedes all human love. It's the love which produced Christmas, when Christ came to pay for your sins. It's an expression of God's love for you. His mercy extended to you, His care. When we celebrate Christmas, folks, we celebrate Easter. They're all to remind us of the mercy and the love of God. But you see, we get so distracted with it. We get so distracted with all the hoopla that the world puts around it. We as Christians don't celebrate it like it ought to be celebrated. We don't rejoice in Jesus Christ. We don't rejoice in His mercy. We don't rejoice in His love. We get all wrapped up in presents and all the pressures from it. And it ruins it for us. How many people look at Christmas, they don't anticipate it with joy? It's drudgery. They dread it. So much pressure on the budget. So much pressure on people's time. So much pressure on all these things and expectations that people have at Christmas time. We got to try to meet those expectations. We need to be sure and teach our children what Christmas really is. It's serious, isn't it? It's serious. What Christmas really is. It's a celebration of God's mercy. It's a celebration of God's love. D.L. Moody says, I know of no truth in the whole Bible that ought to come home to us with such power and tenderness as that of the love of God. Now we know that the enemy of our souls, that's Satan, he tries to persuade us that God does not love us. He tries to persuade men that God does not love him, does not love them. How changeless is God's love? He says this, Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Aren't you thankful? My friends, that's what Christmas is. Celebrating the mercy and the love of God. One person wrote, do you know the world is dying for a little bit of love? Everywhere we hear them sighing for a little bit of love. What's Christmas about? What will you teach your children Christmas is about? Will you teach them about the love and the mercy of God? Amen. His compassion? Will you really teach them that? Will you really celebrate Christmas around the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ and of God? Because that's the way it should be celebrated. Amen? Amen. Second thought. Christmas is also about God's compassion that changes us. His compassion is supposed to change us, verse 5. It's supposed to change us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath He quickened us together, made us alive together in Jesus Christ. By grace are you saved. Oh, that's His compassion. A compassion that changes our lives. Has your life been changed since you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Has your life changed? Because in Jesus Christ you change. You're not the same as you were before you were born again. You're not the same as you were before you were saved. Remember God's mercy. Remember God's love. They are great and they're wonderful, are they not? Why? Because you are totally, and you have to remember this, you are totally unworthy. You're totally unlovely. You're totally dead. You're totally depraved. You're totally diabolical. You're totally disobedient to the things of God, and you are doomed. Without Christ, you are the enemy of God. Without Christ, you are destitute. Without Christ, you are degraded. Without Christ, you're doomed. But loved in spite of it. He loved you in spite of all that. He loves you no matter how wicked you might have been or how moral and good you might have been. He loved you. Remember God's compassion. Why? Because God's mercy and love brought Christmas, Christ's birth to you. For unto us a child is born. Unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He has quickened you together with Jesus Christ, made you alive in Jesus Christ. Are you glad?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful?
Amen.
Can you shake your head and say affirmative? That's good. I like that. This is who I am. This is what Christmas is. He made you alive in Jesus Christ. He's raised you up with him. He has seated you right today with him where he is at. You must understand that in Christ, when he died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. That old person you used to be. Amen?
Amen.
The old you has died. That old you that was dead, that old you that was depraved, that old you that was diabolical and disobedient and doomed, that person is changed. Aren't you thankful? When you celebrate Christmas, that's what you should remember, and that's what you should think about. Amen? What God has done for me, his mercy, his love, yes, his compassion and so forth, but his compassion overwhelms me and changes me and makes me a new creature in Jesus Christ. Has your life changed? Have you been born again? Are you transformed into a new creature? A lot of people claim a relationship with Jesus Christ. They have the form of the Christian religion, but they do not personally know Jesus Christ as Savior. They've never been born again. When there's no new life, old things stay the same. Old things stay the same. I was reading where a young college student was fatally injured in a car crash and said these last words to her mother. Mother, you taught me everything I need to know about college life. Taught me how to light a cigarette. Taught me how to hold a cocktail glass. You taught me how to dance. You taught me how to have safe sex. But mother, you never taught me how to die. And you better teach me quickly. Because mother, I'm dying. And she did. Christmas. What's it about? I trust when you celebrate it, you'll celebrate it, the truth of it. I trust when you celebrate it, you'll teach your children what Christmas really is and take away all the worldly junk that goes with it. This is what Christmas is. This is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about a compassion that calls you. Verse 7. Christmas is about a compassion that calls you. Verse 7 says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through the Lord Jesus Christ. What is Christmas? It's about God's compassion that calls us, calls you. God not only calls you, makes you alive in Christ Jesus, but he calls you to be seated with Jesus Christ. Where? In heavenly places. That is, you are to live a resurrected life. You're to live a resurrection life. You are to live on the resurrection side of the tomb. This is your glorious position in Jesus Christ. If you're saved and born again, you are seated at the right hand of God with Jesus Christ. You're in the heavenly places where he is, he says here. Your faith in Jesus Christ changes the character of your life. You're no longer earthbound in your desires, in your heart, in your thinking, in your mind. You're now occupied. You're not occupied with the trivial and temporal things of the world. You're now occupied with higher and better things. You will seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. It says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. A renowned medical specialist in nervous disorders, he said this, and I read it. If people lived in a truly Christian way, half of the diseases would drop off tomorrow morning, and we would have a new superior human beings. Verse 7 says, this miracle of transforming grace will be the subject of eternal revelation. Will be the subject of heaven. Christmas will be the subject of heaven discussed forever. Throughout endless ages, God will reveal what it cost him to send his son into this jungle of sin, and what it cost the Lord Jesus Christ to bear your sins on the cross. A subject that will never be exhausted, and one that you should glory in today. Is Christmas important? Yes, it is. The Christmas that's celebrated around us, no, has little meaning outside of revelry, off work, food, drinking, so forth, so on. That's nothing to do with Christmas. So this Christmas, my challenge to you is celebrate what it is. It is Christ coming to this earth. Is God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Christmas is. And then what that means to you personally, as described in this passage of Scripture. What he's done for you. How he blesses you. How he watches out for you, provides for you, cares for you, loves you, is merciful to you. Folks, that's Christmas. And I trust we'll celebrate it in that way. Christmas is a time to celebrate, but celebrate what it really means. Christmas is a time for concern. What brought about Christmas? God's concern for lost mankind. Amen. May that stir our souls to be lost, but to be concerned for mankind. Lost mankind, as described in these first three verses. That's the condition of people without Christ. We ought to be concerned. We ought to be compassionate. Amen.
We trust that God used today's message to work in your life. If you are unsure of where you'll spend eternity, don't let another day go by without getting the answer. If we can be of spiritual help, please call area code 540-434-6554.